The Lady Cats soccer team practiced in the multi-purpose facility Monday morning. The Lady Cats are practicing for a pair of home scrimmages this week against Quinlan Ford Wednesday, with JV at 11 a.m. and varsity at 12:30 p.m. at Prim. And then against Pleasant Grove Friday, with JV at 5:30 p.m. and varsity at 7 p.m. at Prim. I talked with Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon Monday morning.
Yeah, we have a busy week this week due to the UIL rules. The first game we can play is on Tuesday, so we went ahead and scheduled one for Wednesday, give us 2 days lead in, and then we'll turn around and have another one on Friday against Pleasant Grove, and then, well, real quickly after that, Tuesday comes along again, and we have North Lamar. And we're also going to try to squeeze in an alumni game on Saturday there.
Really?
Okay. But that always depends on the alumni, not us, because, you know, sometimes they have a difficult time getting enough mm-hmm. players. So we have a lot of activity. Right now, one of our graduates, Macy Hurley, is here helping us with conditioning. Mm-hmm. She's an undergraduate assistant at UT Tyler, and she brings a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience from the collegiate level, and we're taking advantage of that right now.
I know you've got to be excited about the offensive potential of this bunch. It seems like you've got a lot of goal scorers coming back for you.
Yeah, we have the whole starting forward line coming back, and they were very productive. And we're going to have that to rely on. And our midfielders, when you know, we're missing Madison, but Grace and Kinsey are there. So, you know, there's some continuity there. The back line and the goalkeeper is a position where we're going to have to, you know, do a little bit of growing. But, you know, we can rely on our midfield and our attacking to, you know, to keep us in games and, you know, give us some good leads that we can, you know, because I always say that it's a slightly easier to defend than to go score.
What can we expect from these teams this week as you're playing, I guess, Quinlan Ford and then later in the week?
Well, I think it gets progressively more difficult. Quinlan, you know, it's a small school team, and they have small numbers, and so they were just they were looking to get a game, and so were we. So I think that game will be, you know, competitive. But we played them in the past, and they haven't been too difficult of an opponent. Then we go to Pleasant Grove, and Pleasant Grove lately has been very actually a difficult opponent. They had a really good senior class go through there in the last couple of years. I don't know what they're going to look like this year because, like I said, they graduated a lot of seniors last year, but they've been really competitive. And also they have the numbers now to have a JV team, so that also tells you something, that they have some depth now. And then, of course, North Lamar is the Tuesday after that is a familiar opponent that we've played for many years, and we know they're always difficult. Last year and on senior night, they pushed us all the way to double overtime before we were able to pull that out, and I expect that they'll be very fit, very competitive. Of course, North Lamar has an issue with some of their athletes playing basketball this time of the year, mm-hmm. so we won't know for sure. But he's a good coach, and he's always giving us a hard game.
KSST Sports.